If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Diving right back into it. It is a wonderful day outside. We're past the pink skies. So clear the house.
Oh my gosh, the sun is out already.
Mop the floors and stand tall. Yeah, it is, baby. She's out. All the colors, all the feels. Some more text coming in on the Jay Southland Tow Service text on a bucket list items.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not me, but I get it. Cage side for a UFC heavyweight fight.
Great one.
I've heard people leave with blood on their clothes.
Oh, like, my God.
I mean, you haven't heard of these?
No.
Like, where they get like...
I mean,
like
I can definitely see it now that you say
splattering,
it.
Yeah.
It's like going to see like Shamu at SeaWorld. You get that piss water that splashes
on
you.
Wet, but I mean...
It's cool until it happens. Have you seen the Chris Farley Saturday Night Live skit about that? He like sits next to like the... What is it? Like SeaWorld?
Yes.
It's like, geez, why am I getting soaked? So good. Comes back with like a hot dog and nachos, and it's like, here comes the backflip. Are you kidding me? So good.
It is really good.
He's so funny.
Somebody says the Rose Bowl. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that's so pretty. I think it's a great TV game, you know, to see.
That's true.
Because it's January 1st. It's the doldrums of winter are starting, and then you see Southern California. You're like, this looks awesome.
Imagine being that Rose Bowl game, and it was Texas versus USC.
Oh, my God. I know Gene was there. Watson. He was on the sidelines for that game.
Yes!
I still think he got in the game at one point.
I wonder where that ranks in his sports fandom.
I don't know. Call him. Get him on the phone. Right? He'd answer and come on, absolutely. And hey, tell us about the White Sox too. But speaking of that, Davis Riley's got the lead at the Masters right now. Mm. He's even through one.
Mm. I'll get you on top of it.
Patton Kizzery is plus one through one.
Never heard of him.
Neither have I. Yeah.
And then Tiger Woods' clone, Jonathan Vegas, is yet to tee off.
The guy from Nebraska's playing?
Mm. Yep. Yeah, he looks like a thicker version of Tiger Woods. It's kind of funny. But yeah, the Masters is off and running.
So Danny Willett is chipping very nicely on the screen I saw earlier. I kind of like his game. Maybe a little sneaky play right there.
A little Theon Greyjoy. It's fun.
Yeah, Davis Riley and Davis Thompson. A lot of Davises playing golf today.
Mm-hmm.
When's the first like big name?
What are you talking about? Davis Riley has already teed off.
Right.
Nikolai Haggard has already teed off. He's plus one through one is one too.
No, the big names though. In the morning so far. So you'll have Zach Johnson will tee off at 7:13. Michael Kim, not a huge name, but American golfer that a lot of people seem to...
People know him.
Yeah. And then Cam Young, he's always kind of in the mix, and a lot of people like to see him do well. What I love about today, which is, you know, a lot of big names will tee off a little bit later because, as we explained earlier, like you tee off in the morning today, you'll tee off in the afternoon tomorrow, vice versa. So coverage will start on ESPN probably around 2 o'clock our time where you can actually watch. I have the app on my phone ready to go. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, you can watch it on the Plus, right? ESPN Plus all day.
Yeah, it's going to be their biggest draw of the year.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Unless you want to watch Peyton's house.
Yeah.
But it's total geek out. Sorry to annoy fans, but yeah, this is my Super Bowl.
Also, what's good is we got the promotions assistant Cam Smith teeing off today at 7:52 a.m. Eastern time.
Hope he has some Blink-182 tickets.
JT Poston is teeing off today as well at some point in time. So we got a lot of big names on the list.
We should have Bob dress up as like an emo kid and go to Blink-182.
That'd be fantastic.
Have Jen put some like eyeliner on.
Yeah. I won't dress up as an emo kid. I'd go to the concert, but I'm not dressing as an emo kid.
Get you an Atticus shirt. Get you some skin tight jeans. Yeah. Put some black hair dye in his hair.
100%. No. Over the eye.
Don't talk to me, you fascist wife.
That's not a phase.
I'm not a vampire. I'm emo. No, so I was saying this last night to you guys. When I watched the Royals game, because obviously they lose yesterday. It wasn't a fun game to watch at all.
No. Nothing really to talk about from that one. We move on. That's baseball, right?
I mean, Lugo was good. That's, you know, fair point there. But again, they lose last night to the Twins. They'll play again today at 1:10. Vern's pregame show starts at noon. On deck show for Josh Verner here on 96.5 The Fan, plus the game all here on 96.5 The Fan. But I was sitting there listening to HUD, and I was thinking to myself, like, when I watch the Royals broadcast on television, I'm always kind of thinking to myself, what's HUD going to say tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking to myself, is there another guy that I watch TV that does that? And I was thinking to myself, there is. It's Sir Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebound, right?
Right.
And because like you watch TNT, and how many times have we came in here and done the show where it's like him or Shaq are going to say something and it draws you to that topic. It doesn't even like... You don't even care that it was Dallas. I know they weren't on TNT. They were on ESPN last night, but you wouldn't care that it was Dallas and Lakers. You would hear what Charles had to say about a certain thing or a certain athlete or, you know, whatever it may be. Like he was talking about the bums at ESPN, like his beef with Kendrick Perkins.
Right.
And like, you just don't know what Charles is going to say. Kind of the same with Rex Hudler. And it kind of makes the game that much more pleasant to watch. Now I know there's some people like, well, he just annoys me. Well, you're just not part of that, you know, likable side of sports. Like you'd rather just watch the game, and I get that. That's who you are.
Right.
But like when you watch HUD, like Planet Moon, talking about an umpire who gained weight over the offseason, but yet he had surgery. I don't care. He's still fat.
He's still fat.
It's like you just don't know.
Boobalicious, like, you know?
And it's almost every night.
Right.
And I think that's great, especially when the Royals are winning. It's even better when they're losing. I can see why it'd be more annoying to some people. But
sure,
you just never really know with Rex Hudler. And I think that is something that maybe at the end of the day we might take for granted.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done. But I mean, like, he puts that sort of pizzazz and that sort of desire to watch a little bit. It's not the main reason, right? Like, it's Bobby, it's Vinny, it's those guys. But, like, you just never know what HUD's going to say.
Yep.
And then he says something, and you laugh as if, like, you didn't expect it, but you do expect him to say something off the wall.
Yeah, you do. And that's the beauty of Rex Hudler. And quite honestly, we need more Rex Hudlers in baseball. I think Rex Hudler is absolutely awesome for the game, especially when the Royals are winning. And you're right, when it's losing, sometimes people are like, all right, enough is enough. But when they're winning like they are right now, Rex Hudler is what baseball needs. And I was having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with an old boss of mine, and we were talking about like baseball announcers, and you used to think back in the day how many baseball announcers were identifiable to their team. You had Harry Carey and the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Harwell in Detroit, Mel Allen and the Yankees, like all of these great personalities.
Jack Buck
in St. Louis. You know, you had all of these great personalities that were the announcers, and they were identifiable, and you knew who they were, and they were legends. You don't have that anymore in baseball. Like, Vin Scully's no longer around, obviously, right? There's not many of those guys in baseball that are that entertaining guy that brings you to the TV that you want to see. Rex Hudler is one of those guys. And I think that's kind of where baseball lost its way a little bit. They got too serious for a while, right? They got too nerdy from a stats standpoint. Their broadcasters have gotten way too into the weeds. And most of these broadcasters now for baseball teams are nameless, faceless, just dudes that, you know, just a carbon copy of each other. Rex Hudler is not that guy. Ryan is definitely not that guy. Denny is not that guy, right? I mean, Denny's the dean of broadcasters right now in Major League Baseball. Nobody's been doing it longer. John Sterling, no longer part of the broadcast, you know, with the Yankees and his, you know, kind of fun that he has on a broadcast. We're losing that in Major League Baseball. And Rex Hudler's one of those guys who keeps the fun in the game and sometimes doesn't get enough credit for that. And I also think sometimes people look at that as a negative, and that's where I get so kind of upset with baseball at times. You have taken yourself way too seriously over the last 20 20 years. We need more Rex Hudlers and less DVOAs and all that other stuff that makes people's head hurt. HUD makes you laugh. HUD makes you enjoy the game. HUD makes you forget about the troubles that you're going through. And that's what sports is supposed to be about. I love your comparison, Dusty.
I thought there was a funny video I saw yesterday. I have to send it to you if you didn't see it, because sometimes our algorithms are the same. We'll send something like, I actually just watched this.
Yeah.
And it was Jack Buck doing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley. And it was Cardinals Cubs.
Oh, that's awesome. And I haven't seen that.
He had a red jacket on and he trolled the fans.
Yep.
He impersonated Harry Carey and Chip Carey sitting right next to him.
That's so good.
Because he goes, how about this Cardinal Red, Cubs fans? And then he pulls out these Harry Carey glasses and puts them on. He's like, oh, one, a two. And then Chip Carey is just like in love with it.
Of course.
One of the best rivalries in sports, Cubs Cardinals. Not anymore, maybe, but like back then, like we're talking like this is probably like 93, 95, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Jack's starting to lose it a little bit. But it was just one of those things where it's like, this was more than the game.
Yeah.
And when you can do that and it's fun, it's great. Because, like, there are guys that try to be more than the game and it's not fun.
Right.
And it's not good. Right. Like, sometimes Romo gets in that category where you're like, you're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take it down a notch. But yeah, those guys, when they do that, it is interesting. Because, like I said, last night I was watching that and I was like, man, this Lakers game would be so much better if it was on TNT when we'd have Chuck, you know, doing his thing and Shaq talking about it. But it wasn't. And, you know, that's why they're great, because people love that more than I think some of the games that get played on the evening.
There's no question. You watch the pregame show, you watch halftime, you watch the postgame show. The game, forget about it. But you want to hear what Charles Barkley's going to say, and you want to hear what Rex Hudler's going to say. And like I said, baseball used to have all of those guys. You could go through everybody in baseball and know, you know, what team they broadcast. We're like the Mets TV broadcast with Ron Darling and Keith Hernandez. I mean, those guys are awesome. It is a fun, entertaining broadcast. And that's where Rex Hudler is. He's fun. He's entertaining. He's not going to give you the X's and O's, and that's fine. I don't think the average fan necessarily wants that. I think HUD is great for the casual fan to sit down and watch a baseball game, and you need more guys entertaining people. San Diego's the same way. Watch a Padres broadcast if you have the baseball package, and watch their broadcast is fun, man. They get after it. They have a good time. Guys are calling each other dude and bro and things like that.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's fun. That's what you need to help move the game forward.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.